The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All these years, I've been saying we live in the United States of Drug America. Have I been exaggerating even a little? Super Don, not even a little. Come on. You can't, not even a teeny bit.
No, I would have to say you are the one that coined that term.
The United States of Drug America came from, yeah. Well, you know, we didn't make it that way. We're trying to, like, not make it that way. But, man, oh, man, this lead story. Welcome, everybody. It's Hump Day, and it is the time for Outside the Box with Ty Bolger in a little while. We'll get to that. But right now, we got to start with some pretty serious, drug stories. Also, stories that vindicate and validate what I have been saying here for, well, a decade plus. Well, it was, 1999, I started in broadcast media. We're in 2016. We're in our 17th year. I've been broadcasting on radio for 17 years now. But I've been saying it since the 90s. And we're going to get to, what has he been saying? Well, one of the things, of course, is we're all on drugs. Or at least we all were before you started listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you still are on drugs, it's not for me to judge you on that. It's just like, I'm going to encourage you to come on over if it's possible. Reduce your reliance until you no longer need it. But our kids, or if you're old enough like Super Don to have grandkids, weirdly enough, he's younger than me, and he's got grandkids.
I got started earlier than you did.
Early starter, right? It's like, hey, what is he doing? Not yet. He's got kids. All right. Well, now it's grandkids. 60,000 U.S. kids treated every year for what? Not for a disease. This is the bizarre thing. They're being treated for what? Accidental FDA-approved drug poisoning. That's right. They're getting into their parents' and now their grandparents' drug cabinets behind the mirror in the bathroom. Or, as Dr. Frank King said so many years ago about the kids that he's heard about in high school now, they're going to their parents' homes having parties when they're not around, and they're just like throwing all the pharmaceutical drugs in it, all the colored pills, and you're just taking whatever. You don't even know. Is it any wonder? And the question is, where are we learning it from? It used to be, you know, the drug commercial. I learned it from you, Dad, right? It's probably about smoking weed or something. But it was like, no, it's about pharmaceutical drugs now, and now I can say, I learned it from you, Grandpa and Grandma. Because we're the United States of Drug America. Where do the kids learn to take drugs? 60,000 a year treated for accidental drug poisoning. And Super Don, we were talking off the air about this. I was thinking, because I obviously I'm raising my kids far differently than I was raised. They haven't had to have pharmaceutical drugs. Not that we would be opposed to it if we find a reasonable reason for it. Like I said, I think we're pretty balanced about it. We just haven't found many reasons for it over the years. But it's like, what is he going to get in my cabinet? Oh, Dad, I snuck in. I got your homeopathic remedy. I drank the whole bottle.
Boy, that was a great party. Woo.
Gee, wow, right? Or even the CBD. Dad, I got into your CBD. And I know it's a dietary supplement, but I just ended up taking a nap. I mean, you know, that's the worst that can happen. Or you know what the worst could be? If, you know, some of my older remedies, they're preserved with 15% organic alcohol, so that'd be about 30 proof. I guess if you drank an ounce, 1 ounce bottle, you might, if you got no tolerance at all, you might get a wee bit of a buzz off of that. But, you know, that's the extent of it. So it's a transformational thing. I say, you know, if you've got medicines, they always talk about the danger of firearms, loaded firearms, right? Are we seeing 60,000 kids hospitalized for, you know, firearms laying around the house every year? I don't know if you can find a stat on that, but I'll hazard a guess that 60,000 is way larger in terms of injuries to these drugs than it would be to firearms. Just, you know, in the medicine cabinet or wherever else it's not being hidden well. You know what I'm saying? I just got a question about that. So, Safe Kids Worldwide, CEO, he says, we want parents and caregivers to remember, or it's a woman, Kate, we want parents and caregivers to remember that the first line of defense in preventing medicine poisoning is the family, and of course, the family that takes drugs together. Wait a second, that doesn't sound right.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I don't know what they're talking about here. But think about it. We are such a drug culture that it's just normal to have things in our cabinets, in our drawers at home, that can literally kill our kids. And I'm not even talking about cleaners like Borax. We'll get to that in a little while. Now, here's another story. And Superdon, you covered this well at Talk Network because there was an article related to that. And it's about, well, are we covering that one today? I mean, I'm just so filled with how impressed I was with your coverage of it. It was about the phthalates, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think we're going to bring that up with Ty in hour two.
Okay, we'll get to that. I'm just so excited about the way you covered it that I was, like, so impressed. I said, I can retire now. So we'll talk
about that next
hour. Okay.
No, you're not allowed. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Denied.
Wrong answer. All right, no problem. We'll get to that later. But this sort of relates to females, this next story. And it relates to drugs, of course. Birth control pills. According to healthfinder.gov, they're linking this story, it says birth control pills linked to fewer severe knee injuries in teen girls. There you go, mom and dad. If your teenage daughter is not on birth control pills, how irresponsible of you. They're likely to have an ACL injury because they are deficient in artificial synthetic hormones.
That's child abuse, isn't it?
Dude, I'm telling you.
CPS can come take your kid away.
Right. CPS, you didn't put your teenage girl on birth control and she plays soccer? Oh, my gosh. Take your children away. They're actually saying this with a straight face. Young athletes currently use birth control pills for various reasons. Oh, really? Including more predictable cycles and lighter periods. You know, this is just messed up. We got a culture that says inconvenient periods, take a pill and stop it. Never mind that birth control pills are linked to what? Higher incidences of breast cancer, of uterine cancer, of ovarian cancer. No. It just means they're going to have less likelihood of having an ACL injury if they play sports.
But not necessarily.
But not necessarily.
You know, this is the great part of this article.
Yeah.
They actually state in here that the study that they did not prove a cause and effect relationship between the birth control pills and the knee injuries.
That's the headline.
No, no cause and effect relationship. So what did they prove then? And why are they publishing this information here if there's not even a cause and effect relationship between the birth control pills and the knee injuries?
Yeah.
What is the agenda here?
Well, it's to sell more birth control pills. And it isn't even about birth control, at least under this article. It's about, well, we're going to prevent your teenage girl from getting injured. Right? And how do they say that? Well, we think it's leading to more consistent levels of estrogen, and that might prevent. Might. You have no proof of that. And you know what? If you don't want to cycle, work out till you've got 0% body fat, you will not have a menstrual period. Period. But I'm not saying to do that because that's also very unhealthy. Women are not supposed to be men. Don't mess with their hormone levels. And we'll get to that again, as I said, Superdon, keeping me in track here because I got ahead of myself.
Think about this because this is so deceptive. And if you can't figure out that these scientific studies and the articles that come out are completely bogus after reading this, then you're blind. The headline, birth control pills linked to fewer severe knee injuries in girls. And then later on it says, study did not prove a cause and effect relationship between birth control pills and knee injuries. The two things contradict each other.
Exactly. Beautiful, isn't it? You see it all the way through. The language of the medical matrix. Read the headline and nothing else. Antipsychotic drugs tied to risk of early death in Parkinson's patients. Now, this is a headline that does intrigue because, in fact, they do say there is a clear link, I think. I mean, it seems clear, but then again, they say, well, it doesn't necessarily answer whether the drugs themselves are leading to more deaths or if it's instead the reasons that they were prescribed. But this is, you know, if you've got a Parkinson's patient, end stage, again, this is a very, very bad neurological issue. And you've got something that, well, is a drug that may inhibit normal functions in some way, shape, or form of the neurology of the nervous system of the brain, of which antipsychotics somehow have an impact on, should you be surprised when it leads to more, not less, deaths? And why are they giving antipsychotic drugs to Parkinson's patients? Well, because they say as many as 60% of long-term Parkinson's patients are thought to develop psychosis. Thought to develop psychosis? I mean, they don't even sure? It's not even definitive? You know what? I think it's the doctors who are prescribing the antipsychotics that are suffering from psychosis. These Parkinson's patients are loaded with drugs, loaded with heavy metals, deficient in minerals, deficient in essential fats. They've never heard of CBD. But yet we're going to give them antipsychotic drugs, and guess what? They die younger. As if that's a good thing. I guess some would argue, hey, maybe that's a end stage, end of life palliative care. Let's give them antipsychotics because half of them are going to die sooner rather than later. Again, more disgusting evidence that the medical mafia is mad. And I would put them all on psychotics, except I don't prescribe them. I would never prescribe them. And if they want to be on them, they should be in a rubber room so they don't harm anybody else, including the patients with Parkinson's. Super Don, mad stories about medicine today.
Yeah, the kind of a trifecta there of pharmaceutical, I don't know, what would you call it? I would call it quackery, because it is. I mean, if you want to look at quackery, that's it right there.
Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical fantasies, right, that we don't pay attention to this, that you don't pay attention to this, that you won't tell anybody about it, you won't talk to your kids about it, your grandkids about it, or grandma and grandpa, much less your mom and dad. You do not suffer from a drug deficiency disease. Nobody does. And when you're on a drug for life, you are basically on the road to decay, degeneration, and an earlier death than necessary. You don't get out of here alive. I agree in that sense. What you do if you believe in an afterlife, if you believe in life beyond the body. Speaking of that, I may be attending a near-death experience conference in Orlando later in the year, and we might get to talk about some really cool stuff coming up, Super Dunk. All right. Vaccines next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Welcome to your remedy to the United States of Drug America, reverting it to the United States of America. Oh, yes, the good old days before the Flexner Report of 1910, at least when it comes to health freedom. That is a big part of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and of course, talking about the dangers of vaccinations, we're going to add another one to the list. No, not another vaccine, although there are plenty in the pipeline, but another vaccine ingredient. This is coming from our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health, USA. And guess what? Just in time for vaccine season. Because when isn't it vaccine season here with the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion in Atlanta off of Clifton Road next to Emory University? It's always vaccine season. Well, you know, those kids that they're vaccinating, they also happen to be dirty. That's right. They're carrying a little bit of extra mud and stuff around their ears. And, you know, rather than clean them appropriately externally, we can do it internally because we're doctors and we have vaccines. And now we're putting borax in the vaccine as well. Right?
Borax?
Borax. That great cleaner. Remember it? Sodium borate. The salt of boric acid. It's back, and it's in your vaccines, kids.
Borax.
Clean up from the inside out. That's right.
The laundry booster stuff.
Yeah. Many household cleaning products. I don't know if it's the de rigueur of the 2020s or whatever, but it's evidently back. They had an extra stash of it somewhere at CDC, and now they're putting it in some vaccines.
Just in time for spring cleaning.
Right. That's what it is. Yeah, spring cleaning season is on. Wow. Clean your kids out, right, with borax. Now, I thought this was a joke because remember my big fat Greek wedding?
Windex.
Yes, exactly. Right, there's a sequel. Right. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. I thought, well, maybe the old guy, the patriarch of the family, switched to Borax. Now he's putting Borax on everything. But no, the CDC beat him to that, and they're putting it in the vaccines. The U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health declare sodium borate to be a dangerous poison. What? No, wait a second. It's in a vaccine. It can't be a dangerous poison. Side effects include vomiting, diarrhea, skin rash, blisters, collapse, coma, convulsions, drowsiness, fever, low blood pressure, decreased urine output, sloughing of the skin, and twitching of facial muscles, arms, hands, legs, and feet. But don't worry about it, kids. The vaccines are completely safe. Sodium borate has also been banned in the U.S. as a food additive, but not as an additive to vaccinations. How you feeling? Feeling good about the CDC and your vaccine doctor? Right.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's yeah. Crazy.
Do you doubt me?
I'm trying to visualize borax.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the 25,000 mule power sting remover
right.
Stuff that you put in to get, you know,
it's also used
stuff out of your laundry, and you're injecting that stuff into you.
Well, it's okay. It's also used as a rat poison in case your kids are ratty. You know, those ratty kids. We can deal with them. Just inject them with some borax-containing vaccines. By the way, which vaccines? If you think we're making it up, we have a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. The list of vaccines that contain borax or sodium borate, hepatitis A, the Hib hepatitis B vaccine. By the way, that's the thing they want to get to your child like the moment they're born as an infant. And also in two HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Gardasil 9. Again, targeting all you little boys and girls. 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, right? We can't let you into middle school without it. We're going to clean you out from the inside. This is just another astonishing example of the worship in the church of pharmaceutical pseudoscience or pharmaceutical mysticism. Vaccine division. Sodium borate, also considered a dangerous poison, too toxic to be used as a food additive, but perfectly safe, according to CDC and FDA, to allow it to be injected into children. You know what the HPV shot is doing? Gardasil? Linking it to premature ovarian failure? Sending little girls into menopause before they even had a chance. Absolutely incredible. And this is what you can't discuss, because if we bring up the fact that there's borax in vaccines, they'll call us conspiracy theorists. And I will say, you know what? That means the CDC is in on the conspiracy, because it's right there on their page. You can download it and smell the horsey flowers coming out of your ears, because you're not paying attention to what's going on if you're allowing doctors to inject this garbage into your kids. CPS isn't doing anything about that, though. All right, folks, we've got a lot more broadcast healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on Talk Network. GCN, our syndicator, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, all over planet Earth, as well as Epic Times and UK Health Radio, and now on SoundCloud as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The United States and world of Health Talk Radio continues now. Super Don making it sound so good. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You know, when it comes to the issue of cannabidiol, CBD, we have a good guy, a good friend of mine. He's like family to me. In fact, he contributed to the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal that was just released over the weekend. And I appreciate him so much. You know his name, Stuart Tompkins. Stuart, welcome back, my friend.
Robert, how are you?
Oh, doing so well. I mean, listen, when I know you're coming on, you can feel the energy shift. If anybody listened to the show today, you know I'm back because Stuart is here.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for everything that you do, for fighting for health freedom. And we got Super down there, too?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Well, yeah, he's got that those pipes that you go, oh, my gosh, Super Don is definitely here.
How's everything in Central?
Well, listen, you're the best guy in the world to answer some questions of the day, particularly about CBD and also some ingredients as well. And I want to go to that right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's question of the day comes from Stephen, Sarah's husband, who's written to us before. He says, hey, RSB, I have a question in regards to polysorbate 80. I hear you guys always speaking bad about it, and rightfully so, but what makes it different when it's in the plus CBD oil from Cannavest? I found a CBD oil that doesn't have it in there, but I want to know. I like the Cannavest products. Let's see. He says then, your thoughts. Thank you, Farmer Bob. Just kidding. I am not Farmer Bob. Super Don, see what you started?
How you
not
doing,
Farmer.
Bob? What
Stop
about
it.
Bob?
Stop yeah. it. Not. It's Robert Scott Bell. Robert anyway, Scott. Loves the show. Keep it up. All right. We've been wanting to get to this question for a while. I use the Plus CBD oil. It has a little bit of polysorbate 80 in it, but the other forms of the oils that my wife uses do not, and Stuart's here to give us the skinny on it.
Yeah, so we have to have just a frank, quick conversation about toxicology, and I'm going to give people some references. Everyone can look up on consumerlab.com, consumerlab.com. Their mission to identify the best quality health and nutritional products throughout independent testing. They've been around for a long time. Their question, I heard that some vitamin supplements contain polysorbate 80, and there's concern that they can cause some problems. And you can read the rest of it. The answer, polysorbate 80 helps solubilize ingredients, so you got to get it all into suspension. The FDA permits its use in supplements. There have been isolated cases, here's the fact, of anaphylactoid reactions apparently caused by polysorbate 80. But!
Yes?
These were not from supplements.
They None in supplements.
Vaccines and the other medical devices and the colostomy, all the feeding bags and all kinds of things that they use. It's not the supplements. So I dig deeper. Yeah. I look at the LD50, lethal dose 50. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, we've talked about LDs here with heavy metals and things. So yeah,
all
we know
the time,
that.
Right? So the amount necessary to kill half the animals. If it has an LD, we know the dose makes the poison.
Right.
Here, polysorbate 80, 34,500 milligrams per kg to kill half the rats, which we don't ever want to do, but that's what it takes. Vitamin C, 11,900 milligrams. Table salt, 3,000 milligrams. Caffeine, 192 milligrams. Capsaicin, 47.2 milligrams. Wait, let's get this straight. This stuff is three times safer than vitamin C, and there's 0.25 milligrams in the entire bottle, and you need 34,500 milligrams per kg to kill half the rats. So here's what I've done. People ask me this question over and over and over. I explain it to them, and they say this. So if you put such a small amount in there, why don't you just remove it completely? That's actually a good answer.
That was the best voice ever, Stuart, I've ever heard.
Wow.
Awesome.
Had a little bit of Mel Blanc going on there.
That was great.
I had to dig deep for that one, you know? Now, the issue is, it's so small, we're just going to take it out because explaining toxicology is complicated. So
yes, it is.
Gone.
Yes,
it is. It's never in the capsules. It's totally safe. We're going to get rid of it anyway. Don't worry. It's gone. Next 2 months, it'll be gone. The concentrates, you're never going to get any. It's perfectly safe, but we're taking it out anyway because we love our customers.
Beautiful. And the thing is, and everybody knows me, I'm a stickler for this stuff, but I haven't had a problem taking it. Again, I'm happy that it's coming out because it's not needed now, and that's because of Stuart Tomk, the man. He knows how to formulate, and it's having a tremendous impact, making everything even better. So I appreciate that so, so very much.
The new formula will be an extra virgin olive oil. We're using monk fruit instead of stevia, a little bit of soap bark to keep it as an emulsifier, and some fat-soluble vitamin C. So that's the cleanest spray for a CBD product you're going to find anywhere. If you want other ingredients, N-O-N-E, use the concentrates like I do, like Nancy does, like Robert does, like Don does, like Bell does.
Absolutely. Also, I wanted to give a special shout out. Yesterday, I had an encore. I just needed to take a day off, but I actually played an interview that we had last time about all of the FDA just bluster about, oh, CBD is illegal, it can't be sold as a supplement from hemp, etc. And Mike Adams put out, the health ranger put out a big piece, and he's a big supporter of CBD and health freedom, yet it was taken a little bit the wrong way. And Mike yesterday did a reverse on it, which was so extraordinary that it just the impact and the immediate response from the retailers out there that were a little concerned. I was pleased to hear ultimately how this worked out.
Yeah, we want to thank the health ranger from the bottom of our collective endocannabinoid systems, okay? What that man was able to do in just that quick correction and helping people understand that we have to fight to keep CBD, it's our right. We're now in almost 700 health food stores. You like that?
Beautiful. I remember when we started this. This is so great.
I have the press release in front of me, just so you know. It was 50 stores April 2nd, 2015. So it's people like Mike Adams, the health ranger that are out there, and you and others that are telling the truth. But I want to thank Mike from the bottom of my heart. It was amazing. He responded and is thinking about the audience and thinking about consumers and their well-being. Our hats are off to the one and only health ranger. Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Yes, thank you, Mike. And, of course, the FDA is here to save the day. They've now announced enhanced warnings for immediate-release opioid pain medications related to risks of misuse, abuse, addiction, overdose, and death.
Oh, like we just figured this out.
Right. Hello? Where have you been? We're going to write a memo, and maybe it's not like it wasn't already a black box on the prescription, on the actual bottle. But the FDA says, hey, you know what, we'll write a letter, and maybe people will pay attention this time.
Well, it's a nice reminder of the sea change. I loved reading today that the CDC said stop testing people for marijuana because it was in the books that if you showed up positive, even if it was CBD, you couldn't get any painkillers of any kind whatsoever. I like they're stepping back from that. There should be enhanced warnings. That stuff should be for use while you're in the hospital and under a strict physician's guidance. But that stuff has caused a disaster and a lack of health in our country. And we could handle some of that pain and inflammation and suffering with hemp extracts without the risk of these opioids.
Well, funny you should say that, Stuart. There's an article here off he's a Normal's deputy director, Paul Armentano, and it says medical cannabis access associated with decreased opioid use in chronic pain patients. I mean, these are the patients right now being prescribed and targeted for these opioids that the FDA acknowledges are deadly, addictive and deadly. And we're coming out, more science than ever is showing that the use of cannabinoids, CBD inclusive, is going to reduce and has already shown that it can reduce the reliance on these super killer painkillers.
And the way it does
unnecessary.
Is amazing. It modulates both negatively and positively the opioid receptors, like the mu opioid receptor. So I've been getting feedback from our clinicians, right, 350 doctors' offices, that they're titrating people down off the painkillers as they take more CBD, and then it levels out. No, people don't want you to know that. That the stuff works. The stuff works so well that Mike called it out the other day. CBD and cannabinoids are so effective that it went from having no medical benefit to a complete monopoly for Big Pharma. I'm not going to stand for that, and I know your listeners won't either.
Heck no. By the way, if you're not already going to one of those 750 or so health food stores that carry the Plus CBD oil and different CBD extracts from CannaVest, or CV Sciences, it's also known as now, by all means, go and say thank you for doing that. If you haven't got it locally yet, you can contact them or go directly. We have links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And thanks to their generosity, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners can still get, if you use this code, RSB15, 15% off any of the products there, which is so great to get you started.
Well, this is one of those ingredients that we all need to have in our medicine cabinet, our natural medicine cabinet of the things that grow here on this earth. So even if you are currently not in need of balancing your endocannabinoid system, I think everybody is, get Plus CBD oil products. You can use that code that Robert gave out at our website, but please go to independent health food stores. Tell them that it's our right, it's our freedom. This is the first domesticated plant. Big Pharma is not going to take CBD away from all of us because they see it as a multi-trillion dollar blockbuster opportunity. It's our medicine. We're going to keep it.
Absolutely. Now, interesting story also from Natural News. Another writer here says CBD oil from hemp legalized in Texas to treat epilepsy as marijuana puts Big Pharma to shame. What's your perspective on this article?
Yeah, what they're saying is, and I've been following that very, 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 very closely, they've been saying, oh, yeah, you can get it here at this approved government patient care cannabidiol center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a whole front for pharma anyway. And they're saying they're working with the departments of agriculture to grow cannabis so that we can make hemp oils available. What? No,
yeah.
We grow agricultural hemp to make hemp extracts from. So it's a nice reminder of how convoluted this conversation is. Our products come from hemp. They are not psychogenic. They are not psychotoxic. They are safe. They are effective. And even children can take them. So our products will be mainstream once all this noise settles down.
Yeah, it really is interesting because that article seems to think, well, it's not legal now, but it's been made legal. But again, this also gets into the nuances of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. I recognize that. And as a homeopath, I have to deal with the differences as well. And CBD from hemp, not sold as a drug for indications that would make it a drug,
is completely legal.
Completely legal and accessible today, right now, in those 750-plus stores or directly. I have it shipped here. I'm trying to get some more local stores to pick it up as well. So that's a very, very powerful and important point. And Stuart Tomp drove it home today once again, my friend.
Thank you so much, Robert.
You definitely helped me rock the health world and bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Remember, cannabis.com. The code RSB15. When we come back, science says something else about blondes. That's right. We're going to find out once and for all whether they're you-know-what or you-know-what. Stick with us. You want to know after the break. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 or 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring's letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Scott Bell Show.
Where else can you have this much fun sticking it to the man? And by the man, we mean the CDC and sometimes the FDA. You know, and the thing is about our and maybe supposed pretend real antagonism toward federal bureaucracies that don't actually protect your health. It doesn't mean that they never protect your health. But the fact is the reliance on them has done more detrimental things to our health than you can imagine. So you don't have to imagine it. You just keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we reveal it for you and give you perspectives that will get you out of this mess so that you don't become a statistic of it. So thank you for being here. Thanks again to Stuart Tomp. Check out CannaVest, CannaVest.com, or CB Sciences now. And RSV15 gets you 15% off all their products. Now, finally, the question we've all been waiting for an answer for a millennia. Blondes, are they smart or are they dumb? Are they average or are they a high IQ, low IQ? I mean, this is a whole
You know, be careful. Right. You're going to get yourself in some trouble here.
I know. I'm skirting some dangerous territory here. No puns intended there. But there is a scientific study analyzing 10,000 plus, almost 11,000 Americans to see who is smarter, blondes or people with other hair color. And this is from Ohio State University, did the analysis here. And they surveyed those between 14 and 21, and then they did 5 years later, IQ test both times, then finally asked them, okay, now that we've done that, what's your natural hair color? And from that, they basically found the answer. Are blondes dumb? Well, if you're blonde, you probably already know the answer. Wait, what was the question? Wait, no, I didn't just do that. I did not, no, I did. Oh, bad host, bad.
Squirrel.
The answer is blondes are not dumb. Okay? Are you happy?
No, they're not.
They're not. Actually, they're not. Except those that reported their natural hair color was brown, but it was really blonde. They had just forgotten it had been so many years. But all else is just not true. It's one of those things, it's like Polish jokes. Polish people are not dumb. I've got Polish lineage. My name at the Statue of Liberty was Bielicki. And no, now it's Bell. Now, am I dumb? Am I a dumb blonde or a dumb brown? Or what do they call that? What's the hair color when it's brown? It's called something else.
Brunette?
Brunette, that's right. I'm a dumb brunette.
You must
a little
be
bit of gray. What? What?
No, I'm sorry. You know, that's a stereotype that's been around for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blonde jokes. I mean, those things have been around forever. And it's, you know, listen, it's not very cool.
No, it's not. It's not nice at all. But it could be that the study is only, well, it's accurate, but maybe 3% off. Because it appears that roughly 3% of the women, and I wasn't joking, I was sort of joking, but they didn't forget that they were not blonde. They actually, well, they were never blonde. They claimed that they were, but they never were. They just didn't want to tell the truth on the analysis. So they 3% could be off in this case.
That's pretty. Yeah, that's interesting.
Some of them are afraid.
Did you ever used to tell blonde jokes when you were like a teenager? I think everyone.
I think everybody did. I mean, we did Polish jokes, blonde jokes. There were some horrible jokes. None of which would pass muster on a college campus today. I promise you that.
No.
In fact,
one in particular I remember. You know what happened to the blonde ice hockey team?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
They drowned in spring training.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, Super Don, now he's a bad producer. Bad, slap the producer.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've never heard that one before?
I think I have, but you know, those things don't retain. I don't remember jokes all that well.
But you know, here's the thing. I mean, it's like you could apply that to anything. Well, you know, but you know, just for some reason it's stuck with blondes, which is unfair, and it's as we can point it out today, science has shown it is not accurate. It is not true.
Yeah, so
there you go.
You can come out of the PhD closet if you're blonde. It's really true. You're smart. You're just as smart as everybody else.
Yes.
We love what?
I said we love our blondes, our blonde fans.
We love our blonde fans. Yes, we do. And not that that was ever in question, Super Don, not at all. Oh, good Lord. We better take a news break because we're going to get into more trouble if this thing keeps going on. I know who will save us. Ty Bollinger.
Hey, he's blonde.
He's blonde. We can ask him blonde jokes. We'll see if he gets in any blonde jokes there.
There you go.
Ty Bollinger coming up next as we go outside the box. Thanks for being here, folks. Thanks to Stuart Tump. Thanks to Captain Morgan. The notes are up. And you go to robertscatbell.com. Links as well to Ty Bollinger, cancertruth.net, and the truth about cancer. And, of course, coming up, Toronto, Canada, 8th, 9th, 10th of April. We'll be there. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.